Malcolm Turnbull, Prime Minister, is making his first visit to North Queensland since he became Prime Minister. His mini tour of the region takes in Cairns, Townsville, Bundaberg and Rockhampton. This follows his cabinet reshuffle over the weekend, which saw up-and-coming Queensland LNP Senator Matt Canavan appointed Minister for Northern Australia. Senator Canavan joins us in from Townsville now. Minister, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Does that sound good?
I'm actually in Rockhampton, sorry.
Where are you?
Rockhampton.
You're in Rockhampton. I beg your pardon. How's it sound to be called Minister? How's that feel?
Look, it's very humbling, Fran. Obviously, when you're appointed to roles like this, there is some faith shown in you by your colleagues and peers, and that's very humbling. And look, I hope I just repay that faith by doing a good job and working hard.
The Prime Minister says jobs, growth and innovation are his key messages for this trip to Queensland. That's pretty much what everyone wants, not just Queensland, isn't it? Jobs and growth.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. However, the jobs issue here in North Queensland and Northern Australia generally is a little more starkly felt. There's been quite a downturn in the mining sector, as I'm sure your listeners know.
Mm.
That's meant something like 15,000 jobs have been lost in that sector alone, and that's had a flow-on impact as well. So there's a desperate need to respond, and we're all very happy that the media took such a focus when the Yabulu Clive Palmer's refinery tragically cut 200-odd jobs. But obviously that's only been a small drop in the ocean in the broader issues that we've faced here, and we're very lucky to have a government that's very focused on Northern Australia, and there's a big agenda to implement.
Well, just on that, and there is a link, the $5 billion that was part of the Northern Australia Fund announced in the budget before last, wasn't it? It's been a year now. It's been in existence, basically. When is that going to be spent? I noticed the Queensland Premier is lobbying Canberra to release its Northern Australia funds, in particular, she says, to find jobs for some of those sacked workers from the Queensland Nickel Refinery in Townsville. She says it's urgent. Do you agree with that?
Well, look, the legislation for that facility is out in draft form at the moment. When it was announced to start in July this year, so it's on track at the moment. I'm hopeful that the Labor Party will support that legislation. Obviously, that will be one of my first tasks to make sure that does go through the Parliament and the board will be established. And from July this year, it will have the ability to start recommending loans to be issued. So that's a key part of our Northern Australia.
Where do you want to see that money going? Where do you want to see those loans being made? Roads, rail, airports, communications, are all of those valid priorities?
I think the key thing is we support projects that don't just create jobs in the short term, but create ongoing wealth for Northern Australia. I'm obviously mindful that our policy history is littered with the gravestones of people wanting to develop the north or other parts of our country. But not all of those issues have been unsuccessful, and we've got to have a very forensic focus on making sure we support projects that are not just good in and of themselves, but enable other industries to come on the back of. So those things you mentioned, like ports and airports and rail lines, are the kind of infrastructure that can do that, and that's why this facility is targeted at those kinds of issues.
We can't know yet because it's not legislated for, but there has been some concern that the money will be loaned to, for instance, some of the big mining ventures up there to help them spend on the things they're already going to do anyway. Are you on alert against that?
Well, we absolutely want to fund things that are going to create additional investment and additional infrastructure. The fund itself is set up to fund infrastructure, not mines, not resorts, not meatworks, not individual businesses.
Mm.
Set up to fund the kind of infrastructure that will be of common use and use across a range of industries. So, I mean, that's what I'm very focused on doing, because that's the kind of investment that will supercharge growth here and best leverage the public sector's use of its limited funds.
Senator, can you, for those of us who don't live in Northern Australia, it seems to be peppered with people over the years who think and dream big. And the Prime Minister yesterday said, we haven't done justice to Northern Australia. We haven't got as much out of it on the weekend, as is there to add value to the country. Describe for us the potential, can you, as you see it, to be unlocked above the Tropic of Capricorn?
By land mass, Fran, it's more than 40% of our country, but only 6-odd% of people live here.
Which is one clear problem, barrier in terms of development,
yeah,
isn't it?
But those people, I should say, we do punch above our weight. So 6% of people produce 11% of our GDP.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously the big mining industries here, but also we've got a very strong tourism sector. The majority of our beef herd is in Northern Australia. There are really big, important industries here, and I suppose what we've failed to capture is having more of the related industries based here, the finance sector, the real estate sector, all those sectors that come off those industries tend to be headquartered at Brisbane at best for us, if not further south. And one of the things we need to do is build up a more critical mass so that we can get a bigger town in places like Townsville, Cairns and Darwin. These places, there's no reason why those cities cannot be just as big as your major centres in southern Australia.
So that needs more than investment. That means tax incentives and things like that, doesn't it?
Well, there's a range of things. We already have tax incentives out there for people to move to the north. That was looked at in our Northern Australian plan as well. There are issues around the tax system currently treats fly-in, fly-out workers, and obviously that's been a burgeoning industry through the mining boom that, again, is not having people come up and live and move here. There's a range of issues we need to work on, but the government has got a very detailed plan in place. Not all the initiatives in the past have been failed. The Menzies government in its beef roads plans were incredibly successful.
It's a long time ago, though.
Long time ago, but we've also got $100 million for further investment in those okay. beef roads, because the beef sector is on the cusp of a major boom, I'd say, given the world's needs for protein and the high prices that currently exist.
Okay, can I just ask you finally a more political question, because the Prime Minister is there starting his first tour as Prime Minister of Northern Queensland. Labor is convinced that Malcolm Turnbull has a Queensland problem and the ALP is targeting 11 LNP seats in Queensland. How is Queensland looking for the coalition in your view?
Oh, well, look, obviously that's up to the voters to decide at the end of the day.
You're on the ground. What are you feeling?
Yeah, look, I think people have here in Queensland, there is great concern about the economic situation, and they're looking for a government with a plan to make sure we respond to that. And I have to say that the first year of the Queensland Labor government has been underwhelming. They probably did not think they'd be in government a year ago, and they found themselves here, and they don't really know what to do with it. Whereas I'd say at the federal level, we've got a major plans in place for Northern Australia, and I often hear the Queensland Labor government saying they want this or that from the federal government when there is massive amounts of money sitting there waiting them for them to put projects forward, things like this concessional loans facility, but not just that, a $500 million for water development fund, $600 million for roads in Northern Australia, and one of our biggest frustrations at the moment is there's not a great pipeline of projects coming forward from the Queensland government, because they've been in a little bit of a frozen state over the past year. Now, hopefully they'll find their feet, and I'm looking forward to working with them, because what people are crying out for here is some action and some job creation.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.
Matt Canavan is an LNP Senator for Queensland and a new Minister for Northern Australia in the Turnbull government, joining us there from Rockhampton.